Next up on Chiefs and Royals Stadium Saga by Patrick Tui. Now that the champagne corks have popped at Crown Center over the plans to build a ballpark there, it's worth considering what comes next for Missouri and Kansas. On the Missouri side, Kansas City Ordinance 260339, passed on April 9th, instructs the city manager to move ahead on all sorts of things regarding the deal. Section 7 provides for up to $250,000 for, among other things, professional services including but not limited to economic advisory services, financial advisory services, bond advisory services, legal services. That means the city is going to seek professional opinions on the deal's feasibility. Who the city hires will tell us a lot about how committed it is to protecting taxpayers. As one person told me, if they hire an architectural firm, we'll know they're not serious. The city has a history of relying on conflicted organizations to conduct studies, as it recently did with the World Cup. In 2016, the city paid CDFA, a trade group formed to promote the common interest of development finance agencies with respect to public policies and programs, to measure the effectiveness of Kansas City's subsidy culture. The laughable conclusion was, each incentive dollar invested generated $3.83 in additional tax revenue. In Kansas, taxpayers are still waiting on two things. First, they don't know how big the Starbond district will be. Previous reporting was a 293-square-mile district encompassing Wyandotte County and the western half of Johnson County, but it could be much, much bigger to make the deal pencil out. Once the district is set, the Secretary of Commerce is empowered to make it larger whenever he would like, see page 1, to capture more tax revenue. Second, taxpayers are also waiting on Kansas to determine the base year, which is the year in which the state sales tax revenue is fixed, diverting every additional dollar within the district to the Chiefs' developments. You might expect the base year to be 2026, when the legislature endorsed the measure, or whenever the project breaks ground. Or perhaps 2025, when the deal was agreed to. But the deal actually allows the Secretary of Commerce to set the base year whenever he wants, see page 22. It could be set at 2015, meaning every state sales tax dollar generated over the amount collected in 2015 would go to the Chiefs. In a deal this expensive for Kansas, the size of the district and the base year are likely to reignite howls of protest from all quarters. As elected leaders in Topeka and Kansas City throw themselves self-congratulatory parties, the rest of us are faced with the bar tab and the hangover. For more free market policy research and analysis, visit showmeinstitute.org. This article was presented in audio format using AI-generated narration.